bear with the instrument. It's a rather small one. It's not a large instrument by any means. It's, for those of you that don't know harpsichords or what makes them tick, what makes them work, this particular harpsichord has one manual or one keyboard here and one set of strings. So there's really one way you can do it, except there's a little buff stop here, a root stop, and it'll sound like this. Here's the stop you heard, and here's the buff. Yeah, so again, it's a loop when I do that. As opposed to the piano, which the expression is made from loud and soft, and big chords or little chords, this instrument is much more subtle. So the fingers have to really be on their toes. Which means that you probably have to bring your listening level and ability either down or up, I don't know, whichever way you want to go. It's got to really switch gear to your game. So I hope that that's possible through most of the music you're listening. The next piece is by Samuel Scheidt, a North German composer and a student of Sweden, which we just heard. And this particular piece is called Variations on a French little tune called Es sind Mann. And I'd like to read you a German verse, and then I'll translate for you. I think this tells you what the character of the tune is like. It goes like this: Jungfräulein, kann es sein, lasset mich erleben heute die erwünschte Zeit. Those that know German, you already have it, but those who don't, a man is speaking to a woman, saying, young woman, please allow me today to experience the wished for moment. So you can imagine whatever that might be to a man or a woman. Who knows? Anyway, the character of the piece is lively and dance-like. And there are 10 theme plus 10 variations. And the mark of a good composer, I think, is the fact that each little variation, although they're all short, each one has its own particular sound and character. So, Es sind Mann. Thank you. probably you all know, or at least some of you know, anyway, how passionate Italians are, both in their actions and in their speech. And so, one must think in Italian in this piece. This piece is by Girolamo Frescobaldi, who lived in approximately the same time as Spinning, around 1580, 1600. And it's another toccata, this time, an Italian toccata. And Frescobaldi himself wrote how to perform, how to think about his toccatas. And he said, just as in modern, this is Frescobaldi, just as in modern madrigal practice, that means the madrigals of the time, one should not stress speed. Sometimes taking the beat slowly, sometimes quickly, depending upon the expression of the words. Now the problem with this toccata is that it has no words. So one has to know what went on with the madrigals and what kind of expression or expressive powers there were in those madrigals and try to get this. And a video clue, there are some kinds of things that you can listen for that will give you the idea that yes, now we're talking about expression. For example, very sharp dissonances and then the resolution builds tension and then release. For example, like this. Or that's kind of progression. And throughout the piece, or big jump, that kind of an interval. So listen for those kinds of distances, and then I think maybe you'll understand. But you must think Italian. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And then the last thing would be Yahweh, an English guy.
Galiar, which is a German class, or a string class, or a number of string. Now you have to realize that these are all stylized dances. The dances came from the folk, the people of the land. And then the folks took the style and they stylized it. And then the famous historian named Mattersohn in Germany that wrote that a dance, Allemande, for example, is from a completely different than a play. And it is known. But nevertheless, the character is still there. So listen to the character then. Don't expect that this is going to make something dance. But it will be dance. Does that make sense? So, Philip, Alban, tout le monde, ça va compter.
Thank you.
thinking that all Christians were dead. It's another tomato. This time, instead of seven, it's four. In the order of improvised, contrapuntal, improvised, and the last section is a huge, huge voice. But you know what you can receive other than that is a very, very passionate piece. And I hope people cry that I don't like the patient. But that's the idea of the time of the house. As we keep E minor, and at that time, using different kinds of tuning than what we have modern day piano, the key E minor is a very, very passionate part, mostly because of the relationship from E and F sharp. So, Bach, E minor.
Four seconds.
Thank you.
Thank you.